T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's wrap it up Wednesday.
Yes.
I always say Hockman and Crowder, we're taking all the stations, Papa. Somebody texts in, this damn Papa is so annoying. Makes sense. Reminds me of a friend who kills a joke, overplays a song. So I text him back, tune to 560. The show there is 1,000 times better than the one you're listening to on 790.
Gotta agree, bro. Them dudes over there Papa, doing it.
Change they that station, it. Papa.
Bro, I know you got
hit. I never get tired of that.
How many times you got jumped on as a kid?
Well, listen, my mouth has not been my friend.
You were always this way?
Always this way. Dude, text back. LMFAO, I will admit you're witty, Hawk. Guess I'll keep listening.
See? Y'all just became friends.
We just became friends. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So I was late a segment getting here. I was caught in traffic. I'm assuming, actually, we'll have Gia have her first traffic report coming up in about 15 minutes. So I'm assuming 95 southbound is still closed. It was for me. It was closed 95 southbound, just a touch north of 103rd. So they were making everyone on southbound get off on the 103rd Street exit. So just be aware of that if you're stuck on 95 heading southbound. There's a fatal accident around 95th Street. So. But I started the show with that Safeed Dean tweet. I actually didn't start the show. I started my segment with it.
Yes.
Zach Duarte started the show.
We all were here. Dolphins, oh, yeah, you weren't.
Dolphins from Safeed Dean in the Sun Sentinel. Dolphins, this futility is really staggering. Dolphins are 199 and 203 since 1994. So they're 500 since 1994. Last playoff game was 2016. We remember that. That was against Pittsburgh. They were the wild card team. They got run off the field.
Yes.
Somebody took a huge hit in that game. Who was it? It was Matt Moore. Was it Matt Moore? Because he was playing in place of Ryan Tannehill.
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude got laid out, almost died.
Yeah. On the sideline.
Yes.
Yeah. Whenever say Steelers and big hit, I go to Pat White immediately.
Oh, well, that's the one where he got knocked the bleep out.
Yes. He woke up on the turnpike.
So their last playoff game was 2016. Their last playoff win, 2000. Their last AFC title was in 1984. And their last Super Bowl title, 72 and 73. It's an unbelievable run of futility. So, Solana, what year were you born?
94.
So, in your entire lifetime of being a Dolphins fan, they've been a 500 mediocre team. In your lifetime, they've gone to the playoffs a handful of times. And the last time they won a playoff game, you were 6 years old.
Six.
I mean, that's really, it's unbelievable. What? But my point is, when I read that, you know, because we talked with Ben Vohl in the last segment, is you understand why they're doing what they're doing.
Yes.
That is purgatory for a sports franchise. That's purgatory. That's
decades of purgatory.
Like, it's hard to be that mediocre. You know what I mean?
You know what it is?
It's hard. It's much easier to be really bad or really good, but to try year after year, season after season, to right the ship, to try. And remember, these are seasons that include Dan Marino, Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, Junior Seau, Channing Crowder.
Huh?
Give the ball to Channing.
Hey, man, just let him go. He was going, sounding good. Give me some props. Leave him alone.
But you do understand, like, if you're a non-believer, like Ben Volen said, maybe the NFL is a little embarrassed by what the Dolphins are doing. Like, you can kind of understand where they would go, hey, we have to do something drastic. Drastic times call for drastic measures. We have to do something drastic. We have tried to piecemeal together competitive teams for years and years, decades, and it hasn't worked. And so let's blow it up to a, like, blow it up.
Yep.
So there's no one that comes in and says, you know, I do see a foundation there. Like, to the rubble. And start there. And that's exactly what they're doing. And I think that it's going to end up being the right move in the long run while you get that momentary season of pain.
And I think one thing we can give Gase credit for is when he came in and said, don't worry about it, I'll figure out Tannehill, I'll fix him. And Stephen Ross, who's going to be 80 years old next May, he believed him.
Yep.
And he stuck with him for years. And now this time Stephen Ross said, and Stephen Ross actually came out 2 days ago and backed the rebuild, backed the tank, whatever you want to call it. Where, no, to all these stats, all you're talking about, last Super Bowl victory was 73. Last AFC title was 84. We need to do something different. Don't tell me about fixing it. Let's get a brand new car. Don't continue to replace this alternator.
Right.
Let's get a brand new car.
And so there's a season of pain. But I really do believe this. I believe this season, and it's going to be brutal, can be fixed in one offseason. Now, whether you trust the Dolphins front office because it's Chris Greer and Reggie McKenzie and Brian Flores and Stephen Ross, ultimately, those four guys, whether you trust in them to be the right guys to use all the cap space and use all those draft picks correctly, that's what this season is all about. If you don't trust that they've got the right brain trust to do so, then I could understand where you'd go, this is terrible because this season is a harbinger of things to come. But if you do trust that they're going to be able to hit on most of those draft picks and they're going to be able to fill holes with all that cap room, then you go, okay, I see what this season's about. And that's what it's all going to come down to at the end.
But we can't, you can't decide is this a good move or bad move off if these picks work out. I know it's a good move because the stats you're talking about. It's time to rebuild.
Right.
It's no. I hate when people say, I hate texters, and I'll tell you, I'm calling you out. I don't apologize, actually. I'm calling you out. Oh, we have 3 firsts, 2 seconds, 3 thirds. We have 13 draft picks this offseason. They're going to mess all of them up. So do you want draft picks or do you not want draft picks? Because draft picks are very valuable. So you don't want those because they might not be the scratch-off lottery ticket that's the winner or whatever, the million-dollar winner. It doesn't make sense. When you rebuild, you have to trust. To your point, you have to trust the guys that are picking the groceries. And if they're wrong, they're all going to get fired.
Or, like, when Crowder says, matter-of-factly, they're all going to get fired, they will all get fired. Period. End of story. Because this season is all about getting it right during the next offseason.
And we'll know soon because we've seen Patrick Mahomes walk in this league as a quarterback in ball.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield's doing his thing.
Yep.
We see these young quarterbacks. There's some coming up right now. Carson Wentz can play ball. There's some young quarterbacks. Tua, Fromm, Herbert, Love, all the names we've heard. These guys come in and they're just 500 guys again. You evaluated. We gave you 4 or 5 first-round draft picks in 2 years. You evaluated everybody throwing the ball in this United States of America and couldn't find a guy, you're fired. Reggie McKenzie's gone. They're all going to be gone. This is Chris. We talked about it before. I think we talked about it last week or earlier this week. This is Chris Greer's job, life opportunity to show that he's been working in the NFL for 20 years.
He will write his legacy or his narrative based on this coming offseason.
Next 12 months, you're going to see if Chris Greer really should be a GM in this league or not. And I'm sure Stephen Ross has told them that. Stephen Ross has been – he's been lied to enough learning how to do this ownership thing. I think Stephen Ross figured it out now. It's either production or I need to get rid of you. It's not like a real estate company. I can't just pull and plug guys in. I need to have a overall regime that knows what they're doing. Stephen Ross, and I brought his age up for a reason. Stephen Ross is 80. Steve can't wait 10 more years.
I was going to say, he doesn't want to do this much longer. He can't do this much longer. He didn't buy this team. It's been over a decade now,
it's
right?
It's been 10 years
he didn't buy this team to have a 500 record and one playoff appearance, or two playoff appearances, I guess, because he was there in 08, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't buy this team for that. He spent over $1 billion. Like, he wants what Jerry Jones has had, relevancy and victory and Super Bowls. Like, he wants to do it.
And one thing I don't like about Safeed Dean, his little article, he didn't bring up the last time we won the AFC East, because that was 08.
Well,
I have the T-shirt, Hulk.
No,
it don't,
was,
no, no, Jack.
You're tied.
Don't tell AFC East champions. I got the hat at home. I know they didn't print that hat on accident.
Wasn't that a tie with New England?
Why you always get all into the context
well,
of things?
It was a tie.
Who went to the playoffs? We did.
Well, so did New England.
We won the AFC. I don't like you. Leave me alone.
So I'm looking at the lines right now. The Jets line has come down a little bit. So New England is a 22-point favorite over the Jets on Sunday, and the Cowboys-Dolphins line has stayed the same. That's 21.5. They may end up, I know Solana was celebrating yesterday that the Dolphins were not the biggest underdogs. It may be that they're the biggest underdogs by Sunday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.